You already know what it is. It's the daddy himself, Fat Moses. And it's the loud and the motherfucking lazy.
That was actually fantastic. That was fantastic. Yo, what's good? It's Alsberg.
It's Baldy Locks Prince.
A.K.A. Bush Boy.
Bush Boy.
Yo, what is that?
And today we got two special guests. Not one, but two. We got Free Bambika here again. And
recurring character.
Yeah, she's pretty much going to be here every week, to be honest. And yeah. We got the one and only DJ, Christopher Schoon.
Yo.
My name is Chris.
You gotta put my government out there, though. What people wanted me, bro.
Nah, now they know how they can find you. They look up Christopher and Schoon and DJ, and they got you.
I guess so. All
right, so how y'all doing today?
We're doing good, you know, another day in the hood of Miramar County, you know.
Miramar is in the county.
It doesn't matter. We're going to make it a county today.
Miramar is the own police, dog.
We're going to make it a county today. Schoon, thank you for visiting.
Listen, yeah, you already know, man. I'm here.
Brown don't even. Yeah, exactly.
And they don't consider us, so yeah. We might as well be our own county.
To be honest, no. I was confused as fuck growing up. Half my block got 305 numbers. I had a 954. I was confused as hell.
Everybody went to that Metro by 826, bro.
I was confused as hell. Alright, so let's start it off. I want to know, do we judge women by their friends?
Yeah, man.
Is it safe to say a girl is a hoe because all her friends are hoes?
Right. Birds of a feather flock together.
But is that the case in every scenario?
My mama used to say, show me your friends, I see how you are. I think it's true.
I think it's true.
Really said that?
Yeah, she said that. Show me your friends. I see who you are.
Shit. I think girls do it all the time, you know, because of the epidemic of private Snapchats that just exploded out of nowhere.
Usually it'd be one girl in the clique with a private Snapchat. It don't be everybody.
Yeah, now the whole clique got a private Snapchat playing with themselves on Snapchat.
Playing with each other on Snapchat.
What? And niggas is paying $50.
Yeah,
it's all, they promote it all the time on Twitter.
See, yeah. I just
y'all buying premium Snapchats?
Nah,
buying them.
Yeah,
I don't even want to buy them.
Nah, you got Snapchat?
First of all, I'm a Snapchat veteran. I was on Snapchat when the Snapchat only 3 seconds. That's old school Snapchat.
Yeah, I was on Snapchat back in the day too, bro.
You said YouTube links on Snapchat. You got a Snapchat.
They were 3 seconds, yeah.
You special Snapchat.
You get a veteran's discount, bro.
ESC on the Snapchat.
Yo.
All right, so y'all judging women. Does that affect who y'all get into relationships with if y'all see their friends? Does that play any role into it?
Yeah. That kind of play a role.
Okay, so Mika's friends.
But I met Mika before her friends.
Okay, I mean, doesn't that usually happen?
But you knew her for friends.
Yeah, no.
Y'all know.
So her friends ain't play no role in her.
I met Mika before a friend. Me and Mika
so was already too late.
It was a solo engagement.
So it was already too late.
Yeah.
If they was hoes, it was just fuck it.
Yeah, at this point, because I already knew Mika how she was before that.
Okay. But Craig. Craig, what about your girl?
I would say that, you know, I met a few of her friends, but...
Did you meet her before you met her?
What side of the scale are they on? Are they...
I don't want to say. I just have, you know... Well, I'm very picky when it... No.
Plead the fifth.
I'm picky when it comes to their friends, because they always got that one friend that influenced them to do stupid stuff.
Okay, so what Miki friends influencing her to do? That's dumb.
Hey, why we gotta get so personal?
Nah, we don't. I'm just asking questions. If you answer, you answer.
Yeah.
Nah, I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay. Right. I knew my girl for a while, sort of. I sort of knew her friends a little bit. I don't think they was old.
That's Shaq's sister. Of course he knew her for a while.
Yeah, but
actually he met her through me.
Yeah, but barely through you.
How barely?
I mean, it was all through you, but I'm gonna give you a little bit of the credit.
Yeah, it was all through me. I'm the best man at the wedding because I'm there.
We'll see. But you're in the running, bro. I got you.
You're in the running. I made y'all mad. If y'all got married, it's all because of me.
Technically, but
it's all because of me.
We're not being technical.
100%.
Nah, I don't think so. 100%. Prince played a role.
Nah,
look, Jeff played a role. We were there visiting Jeff.
How many homeboys will let you dance with their sister at a party?
You had no choice.
I had a choice.
No, you did it.
I had 100% choice.
No, you did it.
I had 100% choice.
No.
I could easily push you off of cop locker of the year.
If anything, that would have made me more attractive.
Eh?
Think about it. Think about it.
He'd have been like, I want her so bad.
She would have wanted me so bad. Yeah. Oh, he getting pushed by my brother. I love it.
That give you all rights to fuck your sisters. By all purpose.
My sister's old.
Yeah, on purpose. It don't matter.
Nah, that's not on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. I'm telling you, on purpose.
Good luck with that.
But nah, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you might know one of my strippers. I mean, you might know one of my sisters.
She's a stripper.
She's not a stripper.
She's a stripper. She danced at Coco.
That's close enough for real, bro.
Next evening. But she's gonna be auditioning soon.
So like, just tell you that, right? If you knew a girl, right? That got a train ran on her, but a homegirl fine as shit. You gonna try to talk to the fine ass homegirl?
Hell yeah.
Wait, were you talking to the one that got trained? Wait, time out. So, because her friend got trained, you can't talk to her?
What?
Okay, hold on. Fuck that question. If you talking to a girl, right, you get in a relationship, y'all together for like a couple months, and then
it come out
that she got trained.
You're already in love, bro. That's it.
You're already in love.
That shit out the window.
You got trained. All them niggas went raw.
That shit out the window.
All them niggas went raw. You already in love. You already kissed on the ground.
Yo. And I'm mad niggas ain't say nothing.
They was waiting. They let it build up. Like, is that tongue?
I'm mad.
I don't know nobody like that. And if we do, I'm not saying it on air.
I know a couple bodies out there, but I ain't saying that either.
So they friends off limits now too, is what you're telling me?
I'm saying if you know a girl that got ran, the train ran on her, but a homegirl fine and shit, you're not going to talk to her. You just going to think the worst, because girls be tag teaming and shit.
Partners in crime.
What? You know what I'm saying? Like, a girl be like, oh, they both fine. They can run the train on all of us.
Hey, Mika, have you been in this situation? Okay, cool. Okay. Cool. I don't even want to ask no more questions about trains. Yeah. But this could be a topic. Because if Miramar trains is a thing, bro.
Miramar trains is a thing.
Yo, Miramar trains is a thing.
Let me tell you.
Don't even get me started at the West, bro.
They ran a train in girls in the stairwell where niggas take a piss at.
Niggas running trains in 7th period. Like, the teacher talking about us about go to the bathroom and they come back and there's a train going up.
Wow, this actually happened.
Yeah. Hella. And the teacher got blamed.
Wow.
I was bad as fuck for them.
Nah, we had this reading teacher. Everybody was watching movies in class. And this nigga was like damn near dicking it down in the back of the class. So I'm like dicking this girl down in the back of the class, bruh. Like, lights off, they had a little shutter, so it was dark as shit. Everybody's watching the movie, you just hear tonguing and moaning in the back of the class, bruh. Nigga had it on the table, bruh.
Yeah, my train is away, bruh. That's a real thing.
It was freshman year, bruh. You start early over there.
All right, so every time new guests come around, we try to let them pick some of the topics so they feel comfortable. And today, for some reason, Craig wanted to talk about...
Threesomes?
No.
Trans?
No. Wanted to talk about fake Caribbeans. What the hell is wrong with you? Wanted to talk about fake Caribbeans. All right, so Craig, you got the floor. What's bothering you about these fake Caribbeans?
So I got the floor now, right? Okay.
What Drake do now?
You gotta talk up though. Oh, this is about Drake?
Oh, Drake, one of them.
Hey, wait. Drake's patois from 1 to 10, bro.
0.
Trash. Hot garbage. No argument there.
It's 0. But it's Drake though.
Oh, Bushmaster is right there next to Drake. That nigga's right there next to Drake. The nigga's learning it from the same person.
Okay. What's your issue, bro?
It's not really an issue.
Seeing a lot of it going on?
It's a trend. Everybody is island now, or everybody's like Jamaican, especially like that's number one island that everybody rep. especially like when it comes to like Jamaica Independence Day, especially on like Carnival. Carnival, anyhow you put it, everybody nowadays is Jamaican. But
surprisingly, when I go to Carnival, I see a lot of fake Trinidadians.
Ooh, they grab the Trinidad, they grab the Trinidad or the Jamaican flag.
I see a lot of fake Trinidadians, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of Haitians go to Carnival now.
Yeah, yeah, but they could do that.
I don't know, bro. Because fake Haitians, they're Haitian by penetration, Haitian by association. They be running with that, and Haitians be cool with it. A lot of Haitians be cool with it.
It'd be a lot
speak of a little bit of crayon, and niggas be accepting.
They be nah.
You like leggy, and niggas be accepting.
Nah. First of all, niggas that do fraud is fake Haitians. A lot of them.
Niggas that do fraud is fake Haitian.
A lot of niggas that do fraud is fake Haitian. They plug either a Haitian and they just pick up all the little Haitian terminology.
And they be with it.
What?
And they be with it. Look, nigga, J. Cole just dropped the video. They trying to accept him.
Nah.
G?
Y'all tripping.
Yeah, we hella tripping.
Where have I been?
Haitians be accepted cultures, man.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of fake Caribbeans. Cause I met this girl. When I met her, she was Spanish. Now she's full blown Jamaican. And I'm like, my nigga, when I met you, you was clicking your tongue like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Now you talking about Wagwan. What the fuck?
But if Drake can do it.
Drake, you see, and he's the problem. He made that shit a problem.
He started the trend.
I always wanted to know how that was received, like, in Jamaica. Do they accept it? I know Popcorn accepts it, but like
what? Like what? Like Drake?
Yeah, and fake accents.
Alright, let me tell you. My mom from Jamaica, right? Mm-hmm. She lost some of the lingo a little bit. She went back to Jamaica and they said, stop trying to speak Patois and speak American. Cause shit trash. So if a Jamaican that haven't been to Jamaica in so long, you know, try to speak Patois, it's trash. So imagine an actual nigga that's never been.
That's the same way with Creole, with a lot of the words coming from the internet and everything changing. Mm-hmm. When older people go back, it's like they got to learn a whole bunch of new words.
But I remember I was checking this girl bag, and I was checking it. She said some crazy shit to me. And then she repeated it. She was like, oh, so I let the glizzy in it. What the fuck you talking about? Like, what's a glizzy? Oh, my gun. Oh, say gun, my nigga. This is whatever you got. But I just think it's the area you in. But, you know, there's not a lot of Jamaican, like, popular areas like in Miami. Like, you got Little Haiti, you got North Miami, where there's, like, a lot of Haitians and shit. Like,
yeah, I think in Miami, you probably only got, like, Norland.
Yeah.
Damn,
there's
Jamaicans in New Orleans?
Yeah,
that's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, there's hella Jamaicans in New Orleans.
Shit.
All right, so next up, I want to talk about Get It Fired. I think everybody here, except for Free Band over here, I think everybody else has gotten fired before.
Legally, I can't talk about mine.
Okay, cool. You only been fired once?
Yeah.
You only been fired once?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the worst firing ever.
Nah, Craig, you...
Because we
was all there when Craig got fired.
We all going down.
You didn't go to the party with us?
I got fired.
Where were you?
What party was this?
That's the warehouse party.
Nah, I didn't go to that.
Oh, yeah, it was a party, Craig. We was all dropping you off, ain't it?
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning, I got
Where
fired.
Where was Prince?
He was in there.
Who was my wit? It wasn't just me.
It was,
Kenan?
No.
Hell no.
Brega?
No.
Hell no.
It was, I can't remember his name right now.
Okay, cool, whatever.
All right, it was Martenzi.
Yeah, it was Martenzi.
I remember it was Martenzi. It was us four?
Somebody was always with us. Because Craig was in the middle seat.
I had duck seat, yeah.
And Miku was Miku there?
No, it was a guy.
I remember Miku being there. Am I just remembering shit? Okay, anyway, go ahead. Lead off with that.
So how I got fired now was DJ the party, time of my life. Warehouse was packed, party went good. Mind you now, I'm semi tipsy. I'm not drunk. I'm semi tipsy. I get dropped off at work on time. I had the first shift, which was 5 a.m. I was there.
What time did the party end?
The party ended like, I want to put 3:30 on it. Okay. Because I got to Walmart. No, I'm lying. Party ended like 4:30-ish. somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I got to Walmart at 5 in my party clothes, walking in there.
You're talking about age 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, I get dressed at work. Boom, still kind of nice, you know. Boom. The day goes the same way. Truck come. I'm not going to lie, so I was kind of tipsy. So, some of the pallets were like to the left, to the right, whatever. Truck came. Did my dollar, you know what I'm saying? That day, I worked my hardest, right? Now, why I got fired was because of somebody in the department ain't ordered enough meat. And the wall was looking sick. When I mean sick, like nothing was on it, like black spaces and shit like that. So what happened was I was going to lunch and then I noticed that I seen everybody looking at the meat wall. It was like everybody. And I mean everybody, everybody. Even the store manager is over there. So I'm like, oh, shit, something going down. So went to lunch, came back, Ray, everything was all cool. Then I heard.
I didn't expect all this detail, bro.
Then I heard, could we have Craig to the small office, please?
Over at Walmart.
That's hey, at Walmart, when you get called to that small office, boy, you start sweating. So I go in the office with every lady's hollering at me. She was like, what happened this morning? What you mean what happened this morning? I worked my ass off this morning. What you talking about? So as I'm sitting down in the office and the lady drilling me or whatever, I notice it says start date and termination date. And I seen the date fill in. I'm like, hold up. That's today. So she was like, mind you now, I went in there with all my Walmart gear now, everything. The blue hat, everything. I was drooped. I had the hat backwards and all. I came out that room, nothing. Taking the walk of shame. Oh, you know that walk of shame to the front door?
What? That shit in the back. That small office in the back.
Hey, that walk of shame to the front door is very, very long. I'm telling you, very, very long. I'm the cashier's looking at me like, nah, they just fired this nigga. Look at him. I'm walking with my head down and shit. Yo. Like, nah, they really let me go.
I legit cut through the garden.
How? No way.
Not like where the office was and where the garden exit was, you had to walk out and people still was gonna see you. Like, you just gonna walk through the break room go to the garden, or walk through the whole store and go to the garden. The break room, everybody asking where your shit at.
I took the walk of shame, man. I mean, that was crazy. I mean,
yeah, everything Walmart for
they you. Take everything from me. They took the hat that I had on back. They even took my gloves.
They take your knife.
They take everything.
Damn.
They take everything.
And that day, I promise you, that was the best. Like, I had put in all my work that day. You know that, right?
I remember.
I bust my ass 5 in the morning.
We was at the party till 4.
I bust my ass though, and that's how they repaid me by letting my black ass go.
Hey, bro, but you on the bigger and better things, so that shit was funny, bro.
Yeah, but that's not the first time Scoon got fired, bro. Yeah,
it's cool, you know. Hey, Prince, you want to tell us about that time you got fired, bro?
Yeah,
nah, not at FIU, not at FIU. I'm talking about at the security.
I forgot about that.
I'll never forget about that shit.
Nah, you go first.
I was telling about the security shit.
What? You ain't never been fired.
That's what we found in East Egypt, huh?
Nah, I sort of got fired from Panera.
Nah, you tell that story. I forgot what happened.
At Panera?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm working at Panera. And I was working at Panera for like a year and a half at this time, right? But like, for that half, I was staying at FIU's campus, right? And if y'all know what Panera is, Panera far as shit. So I would work morning shift at 6 a.m. And I'd have to be there at 6 a.m. FIU's like 30 minutes away with no traffic. So that's a bop. I would have to leave at 5:30, head out. So one of these days I went...
Bro, stretch it out my hand,
bro,
man.
Bro, one of these days...
You used to longboard and shit back then, right?
Nah, I don't think I was longboarding yet. I think that was after I got... That was the
longboard?
That was the midlife crisis. I think that was after.
Oh, but that's why you got fired.
All right, so one of these days, I thought it was...
He's always late and shit.
I had roommates, so... You know, I thought it was a good idea for me to go get some sack, right? So a nigga went to go get some sack, and I called these niggas before I went to go get some sack. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go get some sack. I need y'all niggas to make sure y'all home, because I ain't got no key to the room, right? So call these niggas, they're like, yeah, they got me, they gonna prop the door, da-da-da. So I came down the night before to make sure the door was propped. Door was propped and shit. I'm like, cool, these niggas clutch. I go back to, you know, continue getting some sack. I fall asleep. I wake up the next morning early as shit, ready to go to my shift. I go to the room, and the door locked as shit. It's 5:30. So I'm blowing these niggas phone one by one. I'm calling everyone one by one by one. I'm calling, banging the fuck out the door. Nobody's opening the door. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? I'm calling. I'm like, oh, shit. So now I got to try to get my shift covered. But it's 6 a.m. Ain't nobody going to fucking switch with me. So I'm calling these niggas. I'm like, yo, bro, I know you're sleeping, but yo, you got to go to work for me, bro. Because like, I ain't got my clothes. I ain't got my car key. I ain't got shit. I call my homeboy Mike. First person to pick up, he's like, yo, fuck you, bro. Hangs up. I call two more people. They're like, nah, bro, we not doing it, bro. I'm mad you woke me up. I finally get in touch with these niggas. I'm like, yo, what the fuck y'all doing, bro? I need to get my clothes. These niggas is smoking weed, hotboxing, and they couldn't hit their phones.
That's not what was happening at all.
What happened?
Was asleep.
Oh, no, y'all was high. Because y'all was hotboxing the night before, couldn't get in the damn thing. So I called my job like, yo, I'm not going to be able to come in. And that was strike number one, right? Strike number two, I'm at work. The little thing I was getting a sack from, I'm like, yo, what you want? I get you some food. I get you anything.
Oh, now you a thief.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, lunch on me, bro. I got you, bro. Panera, bro. You know, 5-figure discount. I'm putting everything in my bag, right? So I put everything in my bag. I put it by the computer thinking nobody going to look in the bag. My manager using the computer. She's like, oh, shit, here's a to-go bag. And she starts looking at it, and she see all custom-made shit we don't got on the menu. Who's this bag for? My homeboy Mike says, Al. Al. I'm like, oh, shit. Strike number two. Right? Strike number three. I'm in 6 a.m. I'm opening. I'm making niggas egg sandwiches, right? It comes to like 11:55. I think lunch ended at 12. So I already made all these eggs. And I'm like, oh, shit, man. I already made all these eggs, man. Whatever. What am I going to do with them? Like, I can't just throw them out. Like, I feel bad. There's homeless people. Like, what am I going to do with them? So one of the new guys is working. He's like, man, I love eggs. I'm like, all right, shit. You want all these eggs? So I take all the eggs and I put it in like a little thing for him. I'm like, yeah, man, just go put it in the back and then I'll teach you how to work the line. Da-da-da. My fucking manager again is back there, finds the damn eggs. She comes in the front. Who's stealing the eggs? New kid says, that nigga. Points directly at me. I'm like, nah, bro, chill. That's not what happened. They go to the camera. They show me on camera putting all the eggs in a little bowl. And they're like, all right, Al, you're fired. You're still a fool. You're not showing up to your shifts. And my walk of shame wasn't nearly as bad. Actually, it was probably worse because I had fucking Crocs. And they were squeaking the whole way out because they just mopped the floor. And that was my story to Panera, bro. It was a sad ass day.
Oh, man.
That was my free food plug. That was everything, man.
Yo, that was funny as fuck. All right. So, mine was not nearly as entertaining. We was doing
You share shit to me now?
My bad, bro. This was a funny ass tweet. Y'all want to hear this funny tweet?
No. Let me tell the story.
We already gave it attention, bro.
The tweet?
Yeah.
All right, right. So a girl said, sucking on a soft dick feel like sucking on a gun. Shit, wait. It'd be funny, right? Shit be mad awkward, right? Then a nigga quote tweeted and said, the first two licks of pussy taste like pennies and we still tough it out, but y'all can't yummy the gummy real quick.
I'm dead.
I preach.
I'm dead.
So we were
okay. I preach.
So we were doing security for Okeechobee Music Fest, and it's like a it's like Rolling Loud or Burning Man. It's like in the middle of the fucking swamp, and it was freezing like a motherfucker. Like
you can say ultra.
Oh, I was trying to remember what it was called.
Okay.
Alright, so
you could have said a lot of things.
You could have said a lot of things.
I said Burning Man.
I don't know what the fuck Burning Man is.
You don't know Burning Man? No, you don't watch TV, man?
You could have said Woodstock.
There we go. That's what I meant to say.
That shit was hella like Woodstock.
Yeah. But Burning Man is the same thing, I think.
Okay.
So Woodstock Ultra, it's a music festival.
Yeah.
There's like a ton of people. It was cold as shit. We was in the middle of the swamp. Like, alligators was chomping on people. There was, like, the year before, 6 people got eaten by alligators.
2 people got hit by rain. What's the name? RVs.
And niggas was overdosing like crazy.
By RVs,
yeah, bro. People was overdosing. Yo, it was just crazy. There's a lot of deaths in that spot.
Hey, music festivals will show you how dirty white people are, bro. That's all I gotta say.
I think anyone, to be honest.
To anyone, but specifically what I was seeing.
Well, for $7 a shower, when you outdoors for 4 days, you gonna be a bit dirty.
Yeah.
That's alright. That's $28 for 1 shower a day.
You go shower or hit this bomb.
You can't do both.
You can't afford both, bro.
But yeah, so it was like 30 degrees every night, and they had us sitting on the outskirts, not even on the indoors. All the people letting us like stay warm with them. We was on the outskirts at the gate, like controlling people, not letting no one in. And they thought that I was gonna sit there and be bored as shit when they know it was coming. So I ducked off.
Yeah, bandit pose.
Hey, this man bandit the fuck out of pose.
Yeah, bandit pose. Bandit That's pose, one of the first thing you learn in security class. Hey, never abandon your pose.
Hey, abandon pose ain't even, we can't even call it that. This nigga was a hiatus. This nigga was nowhere near, bruh.
Abandoned pose.
On the other side of the motherfucking festival.
On the whole other side of the festival, like. This is the rear gate.
Yo, the worst part is we can see this nigga not here. Like, everybody could see clear as day that he was not here.
This chair was empty as hell. The chair's like somebody missing.
I cleared it, man. I was out there. I was in the DJ booth. And I wasn't in the DJ booth. I wish I could show you guys like what I was seeing. Like it was like some rave type shit. There was lights, there was colors, there was
crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was, I forgot, hey, what was that shit called?
How the hell you got caught?
Bro, we get to that. Why you jumping the story?
I can't remember how you got caught. I'm like, there's so much damn people caught. You could have blended
in. You
gotta
talk about how you was on the motherfucking, how you was on the watchtower. How you was on the watchtower by yourself.
That was the same night, wasn't it?
That was 2 different nights.
Yeah, you already big got fired.
No, I got fired the first night.
You already big got fired.
You got fired the first night?
No, I got fired the last night.
You got fired the second night.
Last night.
Okay. Because the first night we was all together. The second night I was at the concert. And then I was at the...
Chris ain't got no finesse, bro. Chris ain't have no finesse.
I hella got the finesse. I didn't pay for my shit.
Okay, keep going. Let them know.
So then, you know, I'm out there. I'm just enjoying the time. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back now. Nah, this shit is still lit. I'm going to go back now. So I'm still lit. Whatever. So like 4 o'clock come. I had left at like 12. So it was like between 4 hours of me just fucking around. Just digging around. Mind you, it takes like 30 minutes just to walk over there. So that was like more like 3 hours of me just fucking around. So then... I like walk back. I'm just like vibing, whatever. I'm like, you know, this is all good and shit. Get back to my post. I'm vibing. And someone pop up like, hey, come to the office. I was like, all right. Get to the office. Like, man, why you leave your post? I'm like, man, I want to take a shit.
That's a good ass excuse. I'm taking shit.
That is.
You had to go. You had to
like,
go.
Why you didn't tell no one? Da da da. Like you weren't there. I was like, man, I want to. Like, ain't no cell service out here, man. I was taking a dump. Mind you, I wasn't taking a dump. They didn't even know how long I was gone. I knew they didn't know how long I was gone. That's why I was like, I was just taking a dump when y'all came.
Well, we knew.
We watched that empty chair.
God damn, this shit going slow as shit. We're Prince. Damn.
I was just vibing. I told them, like, and they're like, all right, man, like, you already fell asleep on us last night. Like, you obviously don't need to be here. Like, you can come work tonight or you can just, like, go. I was like, all right, I'm leaving, so... So that night, instead of working, I watched Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper?
Nah.
Anderson. You ain't watching fucking Anderson.
Anderson.
Anderson Pack.
Anderson Pack. There we go. That concert was great. I'm glad I forgot. Yes, it was.
Anderson Cooper.
What y'all think about Anderson Cooper?
Anderson like, Cooper.
I don't know where I got that from.
Where the hell was I when that was going on?
I was like, yo, was we working?
Oh yeah, we got some free shirts. Y'all niggas stole my shit. One of y'all stole my shirt. Cause I had a black shirt, a white shirt, and a black tank, and a
white
tank.
None of my white ones are. Hey, mind you, while Prince was over here MIA from his post, I was asleep in my bed. I left the fuck out my post too.
No, that shit was hilarious.
Y'all left the fuck out my post too and did not get caught.
We left at the same time.
Yo, I did not get caught. Nobody saw. Nobody asked me no questions. I'm pretty sure all these things had my back. So I don't know how Prince got caught and fired.
Because I was the only one at my post. You was together with a group of people.
Well, I was in the bed sleeping.
So they
even
noticed. They noticed I was gone.
Yeah, because you was out in the open, bro.
And this whole time, Craig was by himself in the watchtower.
Oh, yeah. I was up in that tower looking over people.
Texting us for help.
He was mad as fuck. Came back, like, man, I was overpaid. Sending a whole picture in the group chat. Like, anyone was reading the group chat.
Oh, thank God I had service all the way up there, boy. That's the first time I've seen all the bars on my phone. Boy, I had to take advantage of that shit. All
right. So, this next topic is pretty much... off of Shaq.
Why is it off of me?
It's not off of you, but it's a big part for you. The VMAs. Specifically, we don't give a fuck about the VMAs. We didn't watch it. Specifically, Teyana Taylor.
Ooh, wait.
And SZA. Who you want to start with?
Let's talk about the abs, bro.
Okay. Let's go with Teyana Taylor.
Hey, like, so is it wrong for a man with a gut like me saying, damn, I wish I had abs like Teyana Taylor too?
I don't think so. Her abs is amazing.
Amazing as fuck.
Abs are amazing.
Amazing for me.
Right. I don't know. I feel like if your girl got abs like that,
I'd be jealous.
Can you get fat as a nigga?
Nah, you can't because you gotta keep up. You gotta
keep the fuck up.
For real. Because then she gonna leave you for a nigga in the gym, watch. So that nigga ab game serious.
Nah, you know.
She made workout videos, you could cop one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Niggas in the gym.
You gonna be dancing in a thong.
They take steroids, bro. You ever watch Cat Williams about steroids? You know what I'm saying? So I'm straight. Either way it goes.
But she's not, come on, think about it. She's not gonna date somebody that has a gut, bro, when she's all arm strong, swole.
You're right.
It's not gonna work.
She might.
But you know, it's always fat nigga season. Always fat nigga season.
I don't know about that.
What you mean? Fat niggas get love.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
Fat nigga season.
Fat nigga season. Especially this time, fat nigga season.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause it's fall and winter, bro. Fuck
yeah.
Fall
and winter.
We don't got a winter in Florida, bro.
You know what I mean?
It be getting cold.
February. That's it.
February. I'm glad that every time we talk about cold, you say the same.
February, bro.
Not always in February.
What?
When?
It's like sometimes January. It's
January. Sometimes
you get like a day of cold in January, but February the whole fucking
you get like
month,
a,
my
you
nigga.
Get a day in December, a day in January.
Yeah,
February
is a whole month, my nigga.
Nah, February be like 2 good weeks.
Two good weeks.
2-3 weeks of cold.
All right, I take three.
Cold is
I take three.
April.
Huh? I take three.
March and April.
March and April.
March sometimes.
They really, yeah, they March really be cold as fuck.
Sometimes they be smacking you.
But nah.
Nah, these past couple of years, it's hella been cold.
It's not that hard to lose weight. It's just dedication.
This year was hot as hell.
It's hella hot.
Yeah,
hot as fuck.
My ice cap's melting.
We might get a winter this year. Might.
Right.
Might.
If it ever snow in Miami, I'm going stupid.
Shit.
I think everybody would.
Going dumb.
Man, what about SZA? I think SZA was fine as shit.
That's an understatement.
That's an understatement? SZA. She was beyond fine?
Beyond fine.
God took his beyond time. Fine.
She looked like she should have been the cover of Young Thug album. No, she took her time in the
gym. I'm keep telling you this, right? I showed you the fat pictures. But she had... Like, but I ain't gonna lie, her fat transformation was like impressing as fuck.
How?
What?
How?
Girls that lose weight like that, they don't get that skinny.
Now, SZA got... To be honest, y'all want to know like some of the finest glow-ups is women that go from fat to like thin.
Like fat to thick?
Fat to thin. Yeah. Lose all their weight.
Yeah,
that's
best.
Like, that's like the best. That's like one of the best.
I think she got that.
Ranking glow-ups, that might be top.
I think she got it on that my 300-pound life surgery.
That workout plan?
No, that surgery.
The bypass?
That 600-pound life.
You think she got a bypass?
Yeah.
No, you think SZA?
Nah, they cut a piece of your stomach out. And then resew it back up.
Sew it where?
They cut a piece of your stomach, make your stomach smaller.
They put something on your stomach.
SZA was not that.
It's like a rubber band.
She wasn't. But I can't process the fact of how thin she got. Like, you know how girls
be supposed to. She was probably running.
She probably is working the hell out.
It could be crack. Ain't she in Cali?
Facts. It could be cocaine.
It could hella be crack.
It could hella be that. But dog, she got sweet. She look fine though.
That's what I'm saying. It look like Young Thug.
So look, if she was a cokehead, you still fuck with her?
So we not fucking cokeheads no more?
Yeah.
We discriminated against cokeheads. We discriminated against cokeheads.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Last $5, bro.
Hold on. We discriminated against cokeheads now.
I'm just saying, bro. She
nah, 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 nah.
So you fucking with a cokehead? That's all I'm hearing.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I didn't know it was a thing to discriminate against.
I know Prince will. He smoked weed, so it's like the same thing.
So y'all not fucking on
weed and coke.
Nah. They still make boot.
What?
They still make boot and weed and coke.
They hella make boot.
Yeah, so you might be fine with that.
Nah, like if I was dating her and she was messing with her nose, I mean. I wouldn't take her, like, too serious.
You want to take it serious?
What if her nose starts
bleeding?
What if it's just occasional cocaine?
Like,
I ain't having a kid with that person.
Nigga, you think you're going to stay sober for 9 months?
Yes!
They could.
No, I don't think so. Like, the minute...
Y'all occasionally do coke. It's not an occasional.
Right, just like if she said I like coke with my dick. You know what I'm saying? And she just like
she like
that's
to
not
take lines and shit.
Yeah,
no. You'll put cocaine on your dick.
No,
she
but apparently
she
that's what people do.
She bad as shit, though. I might be like, alright, probably just do one line. You feel me?
You remember that first episode of Snowfall?
So y'all not piping? Y'all not piping?
Who's that?
Crackhead.
Hell no.
Y'all not piping Marilyn Monroe?
No.
What y'all mean?
You gonna pipe Marilyn Monroe?
Nah, she been dead.
Yeah. Y'all sometimes they love the crack more than they love you, though.
Hey, you remember that
sometimes
first...
Sometimes they don't.
Remember that first episode of Snowfall?
Why are the celebrities
when
on
it,
here?
That's what I'm saying. Look at, what's the name? What's the name? Demi Lovato or some shit like that?
So y'all not piping Demi Lovato?
No.
Does she do coke?
Yeah, and heroin.
Heroin was a push over the cliff. I was like, nah.
Heroin, you ever
watch Snowfall?
Watched Snowfall.
Bro, you remember the first episode when that nigga was doing coke and having a threesome until the girl snipped the coke out of his ass and then he died?
I forgot about that.
He told her to put the coke in his ass and then she snipped it out of his ass. Who died?
Just him.
Just him, right?
And then they were just scared of foot.
And then he killed everybody.
So y'all not piping Lady Gaga?
Nah, hell no.
Y'all already said no to Lemmy Lovato. I'm not even gonna ask about Lindsay Lohan.
get the fuck off of this.
Oprah? Y'all not piping Oprah, bro?
Oprah is not a cokehead.
Bro, y'all don't know what she did in her life, bro.
She's not a cokehead.
I doubt if she did.
She said she had cockroaches as roommates growing up.
That's different.
That's because. Africa. That's Prince.
What?
So Prince, you're not piping Oprah?
I've never seen a cockroach in
Y'all not piping Angelina Jolie?
She's She did cry?
I don't know, but if she did, did that affect her?
I fucks with it.
Maybe for the status.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. You said yes to Miley Cyrus. You said yes to Miley Cyrus. That nigga didn't even say status. This nigga didn't even say Hannah Montana.
Oh, if he said Hannah.
He didn't say Hannah Montana. He said Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Wait, you probably been Hannah Montana?
He's
probably fixed
to a cancer.
That's
15? She's not 15 no more.
She is. She still is. Hannah Montana's not. And she got 15. Cancer when she was 15, bro.
She got cancer.
Canceled. Oh. Damn, y'all niggas wildin', bro. Damn, they got Rihanna here. They wildin'.
Yeah, that whole website is alive. That whole website is alive. No better, bro. That boy just Google
crackhead. Nah, yeah. Celebrities on cocaine.
Yeah.
Y'all not piping Paula Abdul?
Nah, you really tripping.
Nah, you tripping. You done gone too far.
I don't know this shit. Alright.
You gonna talk about music now, bro?
What music are we talking about? Oh, let's
talk about music.
Yeah.
Talk about a lot of music. This nigga disrespected Kodak, but you're not gonna talk about that today.
Yeah, I disrespected Kodak.
No, ow.
We're gonna
talk about ghostwriters. Ow, you know, they write fire ass music for other people.
Nah, I feel like.
But their own music be trash. Name one Quentin Miller track. Name one Safari track.
I'm not going to say Safari. I don't want to say Safari. But Quentin Miller, he made a song called Takers. I love that shit.
You don't really love that shit.
Yeah, you don't love that
shit. Would you like it more if Drake said it?
No.
Yeah, he would. Drake
don't count because he hates Drake.
I wouldn't take...
So, of course, you like a Quentin Miller song.
No. If Drake made a song about robbing niggas and...
If a nigga with one leg made a song about robbing niggas and one song about taking it seriously,
I would take it more serious than Drake.
Wait, time out. Drake. How you don't like Drake, but you like Quentin Miller? And he write the same songs for Drake.
He writes for Drake.
Yeah.
He is Drake, bro.
So you kind of like being like a double standard right now, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, it is, bro.
It is, bro.
The songs you make for Drake is trash.
So like,
so you think his music is trash?
No. I think you swapping it out. No. Cause I think Takers I heard was for Drake. You know what I'm saying? And then Drake was beefing. He was like, man, fuck you, I don't want no more of your songs. So he released it.
Cause you can't take this nigga Drake seriously.
Quentin Miller got one leg.
Will rob you.
Quentin Miller got one leg.
You got robbed.
What do you mean? Fetty Wap will click handicap.
He got one eye.
He got one eye. He's on one wheelchair. Another thing, he got one leg.
That's
fucked
up.
Yeah.
You think they robbing you?
Huh?
You think they gonna rob you?
Nigga, I can just trip the one leg, nigga, and I'll push the other nigga out of the chair.
And Fetty Wap blinds. He can't see.
That's it.
I would rather Drake rob me than a nigga with one leg, bro.
No.
I would rather Drake rob me than a nigga with one leg.
I feel like that's way too disrespectful.
I feel like they both disrespectful.
Nah, I feel like a nigga with one leg got more reason to rob me, though.
He got more reason to, like...
I feel like he's more likely to do it.
I have more of an advantage, bro.
Alright, so, okay, wait. Safari wrote Nicki tracks, right?
He wrote Nicki tracks for years.
And who else tracks he wrote for?
I think he writes for Cardi B. That's Schoon's theory. I think he ghostwrites for Cardi B.
Cardi B writes her own music.
So they say, in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm here. Offset writing everything for her.
Offset?
Yeah. So, wait. See, I heard any Safari tracks, like that tropical song they had on Love & Hip Hop?
No.
Nah, like when he went to, where'd he went?
You can play it.
Where'd he went? Where the fuck did he went? Was it Haiti or some shit? Oh, it was Jamaica.
No, it wasn't.
Where'd he went? It was an island they went to. I think it was Jamaica.
No, it wasn't.
It was the Bahamas.
You Grenada.
Trinidad, Tobago.
So he's gonna shoot down everything until we find his
Cuba?
Puerto Rico.
Key West. It could have been Puerto Rico, but I'm not sure.
It probably was Puerto Rico, because it was talking about the hurricane and shit.
Did they have power in the episode?
Hella. They stayed in the condo.
I think it still could have been
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but yeah, so he's promoting this whole track. He had a remix on and everything. He was hyping that shit up, but the whole episode, I was like, this shit trash. Would y'all ever listen to that shit?
No.
Nah.
I don't think I ever need to hear a Safari song.
At all.
Ever.
At all.
Ever. I heard that one that he promoted on the Breakfast Club.
I know which one you're talking about. Charlamagne was hyping that whole shit. That 100 on 100
on this, 100 on 100 on that. Yeah, I never need to hear any support song ever again.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. But it sounded like a Lil Pump song. Like he could have made that far.
But, oh, here you go.
Exclusive.
Here. This shit trash. It's already trash. You got Sean Kingston on it.
Look, I'm mad you got Sean Kingston on it. What you and your friends eat? Yes, I'm seeking. New girls hardly speak. Okay, yeah, we good. Yes, I'm a
few. Ooh, shit. Look, you look at summertime
fine at the finish line. But that shit not bars.
Hey, wait, you look at summertime fine
at the finish line?
I thought he said at the wintertime.
Hey, my brother got better bars than that.
No, if he said wintertime, that'd have been bars. If he said wintertime, that'd have been bars.
Come on. My brother got better bars than that.
Yeah, that's bro. And Sean Kingston on it. I couldn't take Sean Kingston serious. It was St. Martin?
Okay.
I couldn't take Sean Kingston serious at the Beautiful Girls.
My question is, that same guy writes these amazing verses for Nicki Minaj, but can't write his own shit.
You talking about the same guy that paid for his hairline, bro?
Think about the people. Think about all the people that write for Kanye. A lot of them don't have as good solo careers as Kanye.
Except for Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance is a different monster, but a lot of people don't.
Like Kid Cudi.
Like Ryan Fest, like Kid Cudi, I guess.
Kid Cudi was writing, he ain't had no hits.
Kid Cudi got a lot of songs.
Kid Cudi never had no hits when he was writing. Ghostwriting, did he?
When he was
that I know of.
I think yeah, like you gotta like Mr. when people was ghostwriting.
He had hella hits.
But at one point when a person was ghostwriting, they were still like trying to be an upcoming artist. Right. You know what I'm saying? So all the songs they were putting out versus what they was giving niggas wasn't equaling out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would never be a ghostwriter where it is just like, hey, I'm putting out bangers and I'm giving you bangers.
That's what I'm saying. There's a dude named Stara. It might be a girl, but I think it's a dude. It might be a girl, though.
Stara.
Yeah, but she write a lot of songs. She wrote Pick Up the Phone. She wrote Travis Scott part.
Mm-hmm.
And she be writing a lot of songs for people. Mm-hmm. But I heard her songs. I thought it was lit, but nobody listens to her or him. I don't know if it's a he, she, or what.
Or Shim.
Yeah, Shim.
It was like 24 hours. 24 hours old songs. Did he write songs?
I don't know. But they whatever they are, write a lot of songs.
Yeah, who else wrote songs?
But they not as big as the artist they write for.
I'm trying to think who
same
else?
Thing with Eric Bellinger. Even though Eric Bellinger makes good music.
No.
What them niggas on
now? I don't know who that is.
What's the niggas name that's on Loving Hip Hop Hollywood?
All them niggas write music.
All them niggas write music.
And they got their own shit. And they talking like, yeah, my shit hits out here.
Whoa. Yeah, A1 had an album. I ain't hear that shit. But I hear everything Ty Dolla drop.
Oh, he likes Ty Dolla?
Yeah, and Chris Brown.
Yeah, he likes Chris Brown.
Oh,
Lucci.
Solo Lucci.
Solo Lucci.
I hated that song that he was on. But
he writes amazing work for other people.
Nah, but even his features, though.
Solo Lucci?
I only heard the rest song.
He has other songs too.
Wait, you hated that song he was on?
Yeah, I hated that song.
I thought it was lit that that was his part. Whipping and whipping and whipping. And whip it. And whip it.
That song, in the album, that shit ain't fit at all. It was the whole album about his daughter, and then you just hear my wrist.
He wrote that on his paper. He went in the booth and did that shit on his paper.
My wrist.
Yeah, you heard Chris Brown the harmony. Then you got this nigga in the background. You whooping and whooping and whooping. That dude was grinding with it. Nah, but like, I don't know. Like, Love & Hip Hop is a whole different, like, you know, like, I feel like Love & Hip Hop should be like a retirement show.
So more Trick Daddy and less Ray J?
Nah, like more Trick Daddy and Ray J, because Ray J not trying to make music.
You're right. Okay. He is trying to make music,
but it look like he's doing it for fun, not like to make money.
He's not trying to make money. Yeah. Remember?
And like more and less like
Cardi's.
Well, Cardi B's not loving
hip hop
no more.
But she wasn't. I'm talking about niggas that was established artists already.
Not like Break
at one artists. Part. Of, like hey Mims. Michelle,
what about Amara?
Mara.
Yeah, Mara.
Lanegra. Yeah. But she was coming up. Okay. She wasn't in.
So you think it should be for come ups and old niggas, not for niggas like already in their careers.
That had a point in their careers where they was the man. Like Mims. And they trying to get back to it.
Like Mims.
So Jeezy.
Yeah, I can see Nelly on him loving hip hop though.
I can hella see Nelly on. He got his own little show that sort of like
Love but Hip-Hop. You gotta like with Love and Hip Hop, you gotta be like with the drama, bro. You gotta watch it and see. Like you gotta be.
And ain't nobody going to St. Louis.
He could relocate. He can come to Atlanta,
they can
Miami.
Do
Love and
Hip Hop Chicago.
Chicago.
With who?
Chiquita. With Southside, nigga. They got like 18 bodies over there.
That's what I'm saying.
Camera crews
be
dying all the time.
What? Nigga, camera crews getting robbed live.
That's the one they do, Black Ink Crew Chicago.
Yeah, that's it.
But they don't go. I never seen them go to Southside.
That's it. They can leave it at Black Ink. They don't need nothing. All them shows.
They
can do a Love and Hip Hop.
They went to one nigga house. The inside beautiful as shit. All their houses beautiful. I was like, they don't never go to Southside. They do a Love and Hip Hop Chicago. It's going to be like Lil Reese, Tato, and all the beefs is going to be gunfights.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to fight women. We don't need to be saying none of that.
Oh, block, bro.
We don't need to see none of that. Love and Hip Hop.
We don't need to see none of that. Why not? I think the only person that'll be on there is like G Herbo.
I don't even know who that is.
He doesn't even live in Chicago anymore.
None of them do.
They can't.
Nah, but Chief Keef would be funny on Love and Hip Hop.
Blah, blah. I think he'll be like too stoned out. He's like, oh, Kiki Sosa, baby. All
right. Yeah, I guess that's it.
All right. So that is, what episode is this?
Eight.
Episode 8 of The Lit, The Loud, and The Lazy. Thank you, Mika, for coming through. Thank you, Craig, for coming through.
I almost
forgot your name, bro. I've been calling you your middle name for way too long.
DJ Schoon, the dancehall legend himself. Where he can find you at?
DJ Schoon 754 at Instagram.
You ain't got a Twitter?
You said that shit backwards as fuck.
I don't really do Twitter like that.
Oh, you sound like an old nigga, so you got a Facebook.
Yeah, I got a Facebook.